with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In a primetime national speech, President Trump says the war in Iran will be finished very shortly, but the U.S. military still has more work to do.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing.
The president did not mention a looming deadline he set for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz or face attacks from U.S. forces on its energy infrastructure. Republican leaders in Congress are moving ahead with a plan to try and end the 7-week partial government shutdown. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to the plan, the Department of Homeland Security would be fully funded except for ICE and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. It's an approach House Speaker Mike Johnson called a joke just a few days ago. But now he and Senate Majority Leader John Thune will try and get it passed. It represents a do-over of what the Senate passed last week, but was rejected by House Republicans. GOP leaders hope to fund immigration operations at a later date. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court seemed poised Wednesday to reject President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. In oral arguments, Justice Brett Kavanaugh notes Congress passed federal citizenship laws last century that supported broad birthright citizenship.
If you're in Congress in 1940 and 1952 and you want to limit the scope of Juan Kimark or to eliminate ambiguity, why do you repeat the same language rather than choosing something different?
President Trump in attendance for part of that hearing. Stocks ended higher Wednesday. The S&P 500 added 0.7%. The Dow rose 0.5%, and the NASDAQ composite climbed 1.2%. This is SRN News. The American Medical Association waffles on sex change operations.
Back in February, the largest doctors group in the U.S. indicated that sex change operations should be reserved for people who are legal adults, not kids. But now, under pressure from LGBT activists, the AMA has released a new statement saying it is not changing its original policy, which supports the surgeries for children under the age of 18. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons recently rejected sex change operations on youngsters. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are celebrating Passover tonight. It commemorates the exodus of ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt. And unlike other major Jewish holidays, it's centered on the home, not the synagogue. The central ritual of Passover is the cedar mill. It is celebrated around family dinner tables and at communal banquets. This is SRN News. More than 50 years after her murder, the killing of a 17-year-old Utah girl is linked to the infamous serial killer Ted Bundy. Bob Agnew reports.
Police say new DNA testing links the unsolved death of Utah teenager Laura Ann Amy to Bundy, who was put to death for his crimes back in 1989. Bundy had confessed to Amy's killing the night before his execution, but as it could not at that point be definitively confirmed, her death has remained classified as an unsolved homicide low these many years. The Utah County Sheriff's Office credits new forensic techniques for helping them finally close the case. Bob Agner reporting.
Tiger Woods formally turning down the Ryder Cup captaincy as he steps away from golf activities. And a Florida judge approved his motion to leave the country to seek treatment. Woods entered a not guilty plea to suspicion of driving under the influence. More details at srnnews.com.